Consider this scenario. A wealthy, cantankerous old woman is dying of cancer. She's being cared for by a hospice nurse who has a bawdy sense of humor. The woman wants to die sooner rather than later, tries to convince the nurse to kill her. This is the premise of a new play, a comedy called Dead and Breathing. It's one of the most talked about plays at this year's Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Dead and Breathing begins in a bathroom. 68-year-old Carolyn takes off her towel and, completely naked, steps into a bathtub. There, on stage, she's bathed by her chatty nurse, Veronica.
Yes, ma'am. I saw a lot of weird stuff in the ER, but that tops them all. In fact, that was right about when I decided
playwright Chisa Hutchinson started writing Dead and Breathing about 2 years ago, not long after taking care of her mother, who was dying of uterine cancer.
And I wound up having to come stay with her for a little while, you know, taking leave from work and staying with her. And I mean, it's a trip having to change your mom's diaper, you know, like it's a lot.
And by beginning her play with a nurse bathing a 68-year-old woman, Chisa Hutchinson disarms the audience. John Eisner is artistic director of the Lark New Play Development Center in New York. He says as Hutchinson was writing Dead and Breathing, she brought in the bath scene for feedback.
And it actually precipitated an amazing conversation about the usefulness of nudity on stage and what it means when it's done in a useful way, when it's about intimacy and vulnerability and dependence, and it's not there for the shock value.
Carolyn, the wealthy, dying woman, and Veronica, the hospice nurse, are both African-American, but the similarity ends there. Veronica says things like,
"And if you don't want to keep your bread box clean, that's fine with me."
And much racier.
She's a big old potty mouth. She cusses up the storm.
Chisa Hutchinson says caring for her mother gave her enormous respect for healthcare workers. As a writer, she also loves one of their coping mechanisms.
Man, doctors and nurses and hospice care workers, they have the sickest sense of humor. And, you know, I imagine you have to.
Veronica's down and dirty humor rankles Carolyn, who, despite her enormous wealth, is crotchety about everything.
Traveling is a hassle. See some old buildings, eat food prepared in kitchens of questionable hygiene, and spend most of your trip with one end or the other aimed at the toilet.
Carolyn is my attempt at understanding these people who seem to have everything and are still miserable.
Between the chemo and her cranky outlook, Carolyn is really ready to go, and she tries to persuade Veronica into assisting in her suicide. She even promises to put Veronica in her will if she kills her. Veronica could use the money, but she's a Christian, and they wrestle with that.
How about you say a little prayer while you hold a pillow over my face? If it'll make you feel better about it.
Don't you know that you are God's temple?
Uh-huh.
Playwright Chisa Hutchinson, who's 34, has thought a lot about end-of-life issues. She suffers from MS, which she says for now only affects her legs. But she does wonder about the course her life might take.
I wonder if I'll ever get to a point, or, you know, if I'm incapacitated in such a way that will just make life seem not worth it.
No question, Chisa Hutchinson's not letting MS get in the way of her writing, for which she's won a big handful of awards. She was one of the New York neo-futurists and once wrote for Blue Man Group. All the while, she pays the bills working as a copywriter for a company that she says sells garden gnomes and sensible shoes. Chisa Hutchinson's Dead and Breathing is currently on stage at the annual Contemporary American Theater Festival on the campus of Shepherd University in West Virginia. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.